they consulted us and regarding the way forward on how people can go about the stalemate in the political process in the country. Our proposal to them was that the country should go for a political national dialogue which is inclusive, where all the political forces, whether those who are involved in violence or non-violent, the political groups, the civil society, women, and even our faith-based groups should be brought together in a neutral venue so that they can sit and come up with how the country can move forward from this point, because manners as we are at now, the peace agreement, which is RRSS, that has been driving the direction of the country has collapsed. The parties to this agreement are not any longer working together, though UPA was not signatory. We were looking forward to the parties to also take the country out the continuous transitions through elections, but they have failed. The agreement has collapsed, and now you can see the SPLM in government has come up with a dialogue, intra-party dialogue, that is only a party tool on how to navigate itself out of the mess in a way that does not actually take the country out of the mess. Because this intra-dialogue happening in Juba is only for parties who are friendly to the SPLM in government. Because the SPLM in opposition, which was a signatory to RRSS, is excluded. And us, those who were not also signatory to the agreement, are also excluded. So how I don't know how, because the parties involved now are people who are agreeing with SPLM in government in all sense, and those who come with different opinions are excluded. So I don't think that kind of dialogue will take the country or move the country forward.